Hello everyone, you welcome to a brand new series on This and That called Stretch Marks. Stretch marks are inevitable, we all have them, so why hide yours? In this series we delve into marks that comes from stretching. I really hope you do enjoy listening. Hello everyone, I want to welcome you to part 4 of our Stretch Marks series. It's been an amazing ride and I've really learned a lot. Like, this series has really spoken to me and I'm excited to have you join me on this journey. I want to especially welcome our returning guests and I say thank you for trusting us to be a source of great insight. And to our first time guests, I want to say welcome and do well to listen to all of our episodes, and I really hope you're going to be inspired and blessed by it. I want to quickly remind you that every Tuesday, Everything Relatable by Adora Maduka goes live at 4 p.m. GMT and 5 p.m. WAT. And it's been an amazing time so far. Last Tuesday was International Girls Day, and she gave us an amazing episode that I want all of you to check out. So, on today's episode, I'm going to look at something very interesting. In this series of Stretch Marks, we are more focused on moving to the next step and having your signs in the right direction. So today I want to talk about practical ways to confirm the next right step in your life. So in this series of Stretch Marks, I got a question from someone that, okay, so does that mean I can just go about stepping out of my comfort zone? And I told the person no, but then my response is going to be in today's episode. So today I want to talk about practical ways to confirm that this next step that you want to go forth is the right step in the course of your life. So I'm going to give you a few points, about 6 of them, and then we would be out of here. So one thing I want you to know is that you can sometimes be overwhelmed by life and by certain decisions of life. There may be times that stepping out of your comfort zone will be uncomfortable, but you need to know if the way you feel uncomfortable is right or you are just being paranoid or something. So I'm just going to give you some practical steps that have really helped me in my life journey for you to know that yes, I am on course. So my first point is that for you to know you are in the right direction, for you to know you are taking the right step, you need to really know that it is a promise of God. Okay, I can't stress this point much enough. It's like none of the other points I'm going to give you would lead you accurately if you do not weigh this step. Like, if your next step in life does not wrap around this point of promise. Because like the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, it says that whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears would hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So you need to know that the step you want to take, it is a promise of God. It's like God's hand is in it. It's like, this is not just your own selfish ambition. This is not something you just want to do, but you need to know it is a promise. The Bible says that many are the plans in a man's heart, but only the Lord's will come to pass. So although, yes, you want to step out of your comfort zone, make sure it is in line with the promise of God. So like knowing God's word and his promise is so important in every decision making. So it's like if you don't have God's word and his promises, if what you want to go after is not a promise of God, believe you me, you will get overwhelmed and you would fail. So my first point is that make sure whatever thing you're going after is the promise of God. Another way to confirm the next right step in your life is through prayer. So first of all, you need to know that it is a promise of God, and secondly, you can confirm through prayers. Okay, so prayer is something that sometimes we won't like over spiritualize, but prayer is simply communicating with your creator or communicating with God. And one thing we need to know is that communication is two-way. It is not you. I said it in the first or the second part of this, that there is a difference between talking to Jesus and talking at him. So prayer is talking to him and you are kind of expecting a feedback. So God already knows the decisions that we have to make, okay, but then he wants to hear from you about it. So you can, your prayer method can be either talking or writing about it, but then you need to make sure you communicate it with God. So like anxiety and stress really sprout out quickly in your decision making process. But then when these anxiety and stress comes up, they normally flag up your lens of clarity. Now you don't become clear. So although sometimes there's a promise of God, if you don't talk to the one that gave you the promise about it, your lens of clarity can be foggy. It becomes so foggy. But then the Bible gives us so much encouragement in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. It says that we should not be anxious about anything, but then in every situation we should by prayer and by petition with thanksgiving present our request to God. Okay, so whatever next step you want to take in your life, if you check and you see this in line of the promise of God, the next thing you want to do is to pray about. I'm going to leave you with one last scripture, but before that I want you to know that prayer is super important in the life of a believer and even as a Christian. So Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you call on me and I'll come, pray to me and I'll listen." So this is a scripture that is so comforting. Like, it comforts you a lot that even if you are in a foggy situation where your lens of clarity is so messed up, God himself is giving us a promise that when we call on him, he will grant us answers. So for you to be able to confirm that you are in your right step, or you are applying the right route in your life, you need to first of all know that it is in line with the promise of God, and also you need to pray about it. My third point is that you need to be passionate about it. For you to know that the next step you're taking in your life is the right step, you need to be very passionate about it. Passion. You know, there are questions I normally ask myself, that what are you passionate about? Is your passion honoring God? Is your passion, is the next step ahead of you fulfilling your passion? So if your passion is to help people, for instance, you need to ask yourself that, okay, how is this fulfilling my passion? It's like if you're not passionate about something you do, it really takes a long time for it to be fulfilled. So it's like passion really does the magic. It's like you can't just do anything because anyone is doing, but then you need to be so passionate about it, because why not? Why wouldn't you just be passionate about what you want to do? So passion really does everything. You may be good at something, but if you're not passionate about it, you burn out quickly. So if you have, let's say, passion for music, going after something you have passion about. So if you have passion on music and you want to chase after music, it's not as difficult as someone who just likes music or who is just good at music but don't have the passion for it. So whatever area you want to step in, if you want to confirm that it is in the right step of God, you need to know that it is in a promise. You need to talk to God about it through prayer, and also you need to be very passionate about it. So your passion could be a lot of things. Like, we live in an age and time when our passion is not restricted. Your passion can be music, can be art, can be, you know, even fostering kittens, like just baby cats. It can be the medical field, it can be marine biology, it can be fashion, it can be any other thing. So having an interest in a broad spectrum of field can really make it hard for you to make a decision. So it's like when you are super talented or you are multi-talented at different things, sometimes it becomes difficult for you to select the next step you want to go into. So yes, on this end, that we believe you can do all, but then you hit some seasons of your life that you need to go in a particular direction. So if you're a person of multiple talents, what happens is that you just get to a point and now you are good at all these things. Like you are so good at it. But then in order for you to select which one you need to go after and which one is in the line of God, after you've confirmed it's a promise, after you've spoken to God, you need to check out which one is in my passion. Which one is in my passion? Like, you need to be very passionate about. And one thing to know as humans is that whatever thing you have passion about, in the end of it, or it should bring honor to God. So whatever thing you want to, whatever step you want to take, whatever career pattern you want to go to, yes, you may be stretching in the right direction, but don't forget that whatever thing you want to do should bring honor to God. So if what you're doing is not bringing honor to God, then it means you just want to satisfy your own selfish interest, or you just want to, you know, just gratify yourself, or you want to you lack something within, like you lack some form of care, some form of fulfillment that you just feel like when you go after this, you may be able to like just work it out for you. But then whatever passion you have, in the end, it should come back around and honor God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says that, so whatever you eat, whatever you drink, like whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. So whatever career pattern you want to go after, whatever thing you want to go into, make sure it brings honor to God. And if you're passionate about it and it's legit, your passion, it is definitely going to bring glory to God. So yes, that's my third point. You need to be passionate about the next step you want to take. My fourth point is that for you to know you are in the right direction, whatever step you want to take should bring you peace. Yes, peace. P-E-A-C-E, peace. You know, you need to ask yourself some questions that, do you have peace about the next step you want to take? It is different for you to be uncomfortable, but then are you peaceful? Like, do you have peace? This, like, you want to transition from one career pattern to the other. Do you have peace in you? It's like, are you peaceful? The God we worship is God of peace. You get it? So our aim right now as humans is to be peaceful. It's like when Jesus Christ was crucified and he appeared to his disciples for the very first time, what he said was, peace be unto you. And it was as simple as that, like just peace be unto you. So whatever transition you want to go into, if you transition from, let's say, one school to the other and you are skeptical as to if it will work out or not, you just need to ask yourself, do I have peace in this? It's like, am I peaceful about this? You don't want a situation where you're going to regret it because it is disrupting your peace. You know, you don't want that situation. Like, life is so broad, life is so tough for you to do something that doesn't give you peace. You get it? So for you to know that this next step of your life is right and it's in accordance with the will of God. God promises us a lot of things, and one of them is peace. So you need to be peaceful about the next step you want to take. The Bible confirms it in a lot of scriptures, and I think one of my favorite is Psalms chapter 29 verse 11. It says that the Lord gives strength to his people. That is one thing. But then he says that the Lord blesses his people with peace. So it's like he gives the strength, so you can have the strength to do all the things you want to do, but he blesses the people with peace. It's like his own people that after his own heart, he blesses them with peace. So whatever thing you want to transition into, make sure it is bringing you peace. If it brings you peace, it means it is the blessing of God. If it is not bringing you peace, it means that it is something else. I just hope so far you are being blessed by it, because it's peace is promised to us in the Bible. Like, the Bible make promises like, great peace have those who love the law, and nothing can make them stumble. Like, you know, these scriptures just gives us so much courage. It's like don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's done. Then you would experience God's peace. The scripture we read earlier on in certain translation, that is what it says. So peace is one of the goals of people. It's like, if you have money and you don't have peace, I don't know what it is. So you want to make sure that the next step you are taking is really bringing you peace as well. My next point is that, you know, the next step you are stepping into is in the right direction when it fulfills people, or when you have people around you giving you the go ahead, or people around you supporting you. Trust you me, there are times that you may not want a lot of people to know about your business and stuff. It's like you feel like it's too young for me to put it out there. But the Bible says something very interesting in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. It says that, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. So that can also mean that if you have a group of friends or a circle of friends or a circle of people around your vision that are not bad, but then they are good company, it really like does the magic for you. So you know your next step is in the right direction when God brings you people that would help you push your vision. It's like, you know, you don't get, I'm a believer of the fact that, let me just say this across, I'm a believer of the fact that people don't just come into our lives for coming sake. It's like they don't just show up just like that, but then I believe God sends them. So when God sends people into my life, I'm in a point where when God sends people into my life, I want to know why God sent them there. Sometimes it may not be clear in the very beginning, but I thrive and strive as much as possible to want to know why. Because God doesn't just throw people into your life like that to bring you peace or to frustrate you, but then there is always a reason. So you know you are in the right direction when the people around you support. And yes, I know there are instances where the people in your close circle don't even support something that is really of God, but every time God would at least bless you with godly people. Like it could be godly parents, it could be godly grandparents, it could be godly relationships with your work colleagues, with your girlfriend, with your business partner, with friends as a whole. It's like God is strategic, and the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that we should encourage one another and build each other up. So if you have people that are godly around you, they are going to go by this promise. They are going to encourage you, they are going to build you, they are going to, you know, advise you and lead you on to attain the high that is in the promise of God that you've prayed about. It just happens like that. Get it? It just happens like that. And one interesting thing that the Bible says about people is that it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So if you don't find yourself in a good circle, I may want to believe that you are not walking in a promise. Because if iron sharpens iron, then that is to tell us that if you are in a company of people that are not sharpening you, it's either you change the circle of people around you, or what you want to do is not according to the purpose of God. Because God doesn't just throw people into our lives. Yes, sometimes some of our decisions can just draw us into certain people that we don't need, but that also, I believe that God doesn't just throw people in our lives. So you can confirm you are in the right direction when you have people around you that are sharpening your vision, or that are shaping your vision, that are making your vision very, very known. So my final point here is provision. So you know you are in the right step, or you are on the right route to your destiny when you have provision. So provision is the last on my list for a reason. You get it? It's usually not seen right away. There are times that, you know, you may want to do something that the provision for it is not there. It's like, this is where faith really comes in and is tested. So a scenario, something like Moses and the Egyptians, you know, when he brought them out of bondage, they needed to cross the Red Sea. Okay, God miraculously separated the waters and provided dry ground for them to walk through the Red Sea. Many of us know that story, and normally we focus on the miracle, but sometimes we forget to acknowledge that a step of faith into the water was like all that was required before God provided. So it's like they were not just, you know, 20 miles away from the miracle and then just shouted for it to happen. No, but then if you step in front of it and it doesn't even seem clear, because like right now you don't see provision, you shouldn't let that scare you. Because if God has called you, as I said in the first point, that if it is according to the promise of God, he would equip you for you to walk in faith, obedience, purity, and then he would like provide. Like God promises us to bless us abundantly in all things at all times. It's Bible, like it's in the Bible. 2 Corinthians, I think chapter 9 verse 18, it says that, you know, God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need. It's Bible. So if you're walking in the promise of God and according to what he has purposed and planned for you to do, believe you me, you are going to have provision. Provision just comes. It's like I know a lot of people can attest to the fact that when it was the right time for them to do what they wanted to do, provision just showed up like that. There are times that provision will even just come and knock on your door. Like provision can just come in like that. There are times that you may be thinking, why am I going to get the resources? Why am I going to get the funding? When am I going to get a team? Like how? And but then if it is in the promise of God, yes, sometimes your faith may be tested, but normally it doesn't take a long while. Provision just shows up like that. Like because it's been promised to us by God that God will supply all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So he supplies our needs not according to our needs, but he supplies it according to his riches and glory. So, you know, when you want to take the next step in your life, just step out in faith and know that provision would fall in place at the right time. Believe you me, provision would fall in place at the right time. So I'm going to quickly go over my point. So my first point was that promise. My first point was promise. That is, if you want to know you are in the right step for your life, you need to know that it is in the promise of God. My second point was that prayer. You need to pray about the promise keeper, the one that gave you the promise. You need to pray about it. And also the third point was that you need to have passion. You need to be very passionate about what you want to do. My fourth point was that you need to have peace around. If you don't have peace, whatever vision you have would break into pieces. So make sure you have peace around it, and whatever thing you are doing brings you peace as well. My fifth point is that God would always send you people that will come to shape in your vision and sharpen your life. Like, God is faithful to always bring in people. And my final point was that provision will always fall in its place when you are working in purpose. When you are in the right direction, you may have to work in faith for a short while, but afterwards provision will just fall in place. You may be surprised where this provision will come from, but then that is how God works. So thank you very much for listening to this episode, the part 4 of Stretch Marks. I really hope you are enjoying this series. Don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to us on, and also make sure to join us on Tuesday for everything relatable with Adora Maduka. I don't know what she's bringing, because the lady is smart and intelligent, and I can't wait to listen on Tuesday. So y'all just check out everything relatable. And to my Nigeria listeners out there, I want to say hello everyone. How far? Make sure you follow our Instagram at _thisandthatpodcast, and on Facebook at thisandthatpodcast. Make sure you do like, share and subscribe. You can reach me personally, my DM at @IamSamuelIntiri on Instagram. And thank you very much for listening. My name is Samuel Intiri, and I sign out.